It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Don. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. So remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Tom Bible of Cincinnati. I said, think of a word to describe a single animal. Change the third letter to get a word that describes the plural of that animal. Both are nouns, and neither word contains an S. And the answer is head and herd, as in cattle.
We received more than 400 correct responses, and the winner is Jamie Terrell from Somerville, Massachusetts. Congratulations, Jamie, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Jamie, how did you figure this one out?
I definitely worked backwards with this one, thinking of the animal plurals that don't use an S, and then reverse engineered the head singular.
And what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I'm a medical writer.
Excellent. All right, Jamie, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm ready.
Will, take it away.
All right, Jamie, I like that sound. I'm ready. And also for you, Don, every answer today is the two-word name of a well-known tourist site or attraction somewhere in the world. I'll give you rhymes for the two words. You name the sites. For example, if I said tight blouse, you would say White House. Okay, number one is rifle power.
Eiffel Tower.
That's it. Heavy mountain. Heavy mountain. And I'll give you my secret to solving these. Just delete the first sounds. Just think of Evie Outen. And sometimes the answer jumps into your head.
Is Trevi a fountain?
Yes, it is in Italy. Good job, Trevi Fountain. Pig pen.
Big Ben.
That's it. Phony Highland.
Coney Island.
Coney Island, you got it. Climbs there.
Times Square,
good one.
There you go.
All right, here's your next one. Greater Snake.
Crater Lake.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Mix Bags. That's M-I-X Bags.
Six Flags.
You got it. Planned Banyan.
Grand Canyon.
That was fast. Honks. That's H-O-N-K-S. Honks Grew. This one's in New York. And it has a lot of animals.
Bronx Zoo.
Bronx Zoo, is it? Yeah, yeah. Failing Mall.
Wailing Wall.
That's it. Shock Stress. This one's in Scotland.
Scotland, yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's, there's a lake involved.
Yeah.
Oh, Loch Ness.
Loch Ness is
that one.
That's funny. Turban Sheet.
Bourbon Street.
Bourbon Street, New Orleans. And your last one is Dead Bear.
Red Square.
Red Square. Jamie, you are great.
Thank you.
That was fabulous. Quite a travelogue you took us on. So how do you feel, Jamie? You got through it?
I got through it. I hope I didn't embarrass myself too much. I've waited a long time for this.
You actually did quite well. I was very impressed. So for playing our puzzle today, you will get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Jamie, which member station do you listen to?
I'm a sustaining member of WBUR.
Well, thank you for that. And that's one of our finest. Jamie Terrell from Somerville, Massachusetts. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Michael Stamen of Freeland, Maryland. Think of a major U.S. city in two words. Insert an L in the exact middle of the second word. Now read the first word forward and the second word backward, and you'll name two things associated with this time of year. What are they? So again, major U.S. city, two words, insert an L in the exact middle of the second word, read the first word forward and the second word backward, and you'll name two things associated with this time of year. What are they?
And when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, December 16th at 3 p.m. Eastern. And don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Will, thank you as always.
Thanks a lot, Don.